Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord we're able to be together again and share the goodness of the Lord and His Word. And I'm praying that the Holy Spirit will just minister to you in these next few minutes together. We constantly need the strength, the encouragement of the Holy Spirit. He is our friend. He is one who walks alongside us. Jesus said it was necessary for Him to leave so that the Holy Spirit could come, and it would be one just like Him, one who would comfort and counsel and give wisdom and direction and bring to remembrance the Word of the Lord, the things that God wishes us to do, wants us to do, that we can walk in obedience, that as we are living in the Spirit, God wants us to walk in the Spirit. Praise God. Well, as I was waiting before the Lord for what He would have me share on this broadcast, I want to talk about Jesus, our sanctuary. And to do that, we want to look at just a few verses found in the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 8. And I just, first of all, would like to read verses 5 through 17. The Lord spake also unto me, saying, For as much as this people refuseth the water of Shiloh, that goes softly, and rejoice in Rezin and Remaliah's son, this is a reference to Syria. Verse 7 says, Now therefore, behold, the Lord bringeth up upon them the waters of the river, strong and many, even the king of Assyria, and all of his glory, and he shall come up over all his channels, and go over all his banks, just overflow. And he shall pass through Judah, and he shall overflow and go over, and shall reach even to the neck, and the stretching out of his wings shall fill the breadth of thy land, O Emmanuel. He will extend his power, this Assyrian king. Verse 9 says, Associate yourselves, O ye people, and ye shall be broken in pieces, and give ear, all ye of far countries, gird yourself, and ye shall be broken in pieces. Gird yourself, and ye shall be broken in pieces. Take counsel together, and it shall come to naught. Speak the word, and it shall not stand, for God is with us. For the Lord spake thus to me with a strong hand, and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people, saying, Say ye not a confederacy to all them to whom this people shall say, A confederacy? Neither fear ye their fear, nor be afraid. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, let him be your fear, and let him be your dread, and he shall be for sanctuary. But a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, for a gin and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many among them shall stumble and fall and be broken and be snared and be taken. Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples. And I will wait, the prophet says, upon the Lord that hideth his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. There's a strong message for us today if we can understand what is being said in these verses of scripture that I've shared. In this chapter, we find that Judah was in deep distress. Why? Because Israel and Syria had formed a confederacy between themselves and against Judah. And many in Judah were making an outward show of being part and for Judah, but were in actuality in sympathy with the unholy confederacy. So in verse 6, we find these words, For as much as this people refuses the water of Shiloah that goeth softly, and rejoice in Reza and Remaliah's son, that's Syria. Now therefore, behold, the Lord bringeth upon them the waters of a river, strong and many, even the king of Assyria. So we see that God's people, as well as the man of God, Isaiah, had to make a choice. He had to choose whether to go with this so-called confederacy or with Judah. And beloved, this might sound, you know, like a historical accounting of what occurred in ancient Israel, but symbolically and prophetically, if you will, it faces the Church of Jesus Christ today. Beloved, there's a great confederacy or conspiracy against the church. It's basically the forces of Antichrist, that Antichrist spirit that was alive and well, even in the time of the apostles and disciples. John wrote of it and how much greater it is in manifestation today. Today, there are organized groups of atheists and liberals and modernists who are bent on taking control of the nation, the world, and the church, and using it today for their own purposes. Even, unfortunately, within the church, there are those who are, quote, refusing the waters of Shiloah, which go softly. That, what does that mean? The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. They're rejecting the gospel and they're rejecting Jesus. What do we see in verse 11? For the Lord spake thus to me with a strong hand and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people that say a confederacy. He had to make a choice. And what was he going to do? He was going to follow the Lord. Judah had lost sight of God and of their relationship to him, and as a result were seeking to associate themselves with a prosperous but heathen kingdom. And God's word to the prophet was, thou shalt not walk in the way of this people. All those who were faithful and true to God were going to walk according to the word of the Lord that Isaiah was speaking. And even this day, we have not only my prophets speaking to the situations in the nation and in the world and to the church, but we have a choice to make. We are either going to follow the way of compromise. We're going to choose in these last days whether we will separate ourselves unto God or form a league with the world, with aggressive and atheistic forces of darkness, with the liberals, the socialists, the globalists. We have to make a stand. And in verse 12, the word is very strong. It says, say ye not a confederacy to all them to whom this people shall say a confederacy, neither fear their fear, don't be afraid, regardless of the signs of the times, regardless of how things are shaping up, the one world system. We as God's people are separate, and we shall not be afraid, for our God is with us. He will deliver us out of the snare of the ungodly. God warns us against allowing ourselves to even use the language of the ungodly. Say ye not, we can't get caught up in their trap or be misled into their manner or spirit of working. What does God say in verse 9 and 10? And this will be true. And as we read the Bible, we see that God, when Jesus returns, he is going to deal with the wicked and the ungodly. In verses 9 and 10, he says, associate yourselves, ye people, and you'll be broken to pieces. Listen, give ear, all ye countries, gird yourself, and you're going to be broken to pieces. Take counsel together, and it shall come to naught. Speak the word, and it's not going to stand, for God is with us. He is with his people. Praise God. Verse 13 says, sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. That's the word of us, the word of the Lord for us today, beloved. We're to sanctify the Lord. We're to set apart him from all else as the sole object of our love and confidence. Well, we may face great obstacles. We may face the wrath of many who refuse the water of Shiloah, but the Lord in us is greater than he that is in the world. That's 1 John 4:4. What does verse 14 say? And he shall be for a sanctuary. He that is trusting in the Lord will be unto us, all of us who trust in him, a holy place of refuge and of rest for our souls. But to those who refuse him, he will be a rock of offense and a stone of stumbling. Praise God. Father, we just thank you that you are a sanctuary for your people, and there are many that are listening right now. Lord, they've been wounded and beat down and harassed and hindered and reached all sorts of obstacles and hindrances that have been laid in their path by the ungodly of this world. Father, I'm asking that right now you will gather them and cause them to rest in you, a place of rest, a place of refuge. I take authority, Father, over the effects of persecutions, of unkind, ungodly words, of the things that would, the unfair criticism. Lord, I just speak peace, and I ask in the name of the Lord Jesus that you will make yourself so real, gather them to you in your arms, and let them experience the Lord being their sanctuary. Lord, I thank you and I praise you for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. We all need that. He's our high place, isn't he? He's our hiding place. He's a shelter from the storm. Praise God. Well, if you have been going through a difficult time, feel like you've been going through a storm, you may feel all alone in terms of prayer support, know that this is a ministry of prayer, intercession, and correspondence. The announcer in just a few moments is going to give you our contact information. He's going to give you our mailing address. And if you instead should prefer to email, please know I will confirm the email and I will certainly pray for you. But if you wish a personal ministry and a letter, I ask you to enclose your mailing address. I still use the old-fashioned snail mail. Praise God. I love you. And UCM partners, I'm grateful, so grateful to the Lord for you. I pray for you every day, as well as you, my radio family, those even who have never written, those who are faithful, those who just occasionally listen. I love you. Thank God for you. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,